Chapter 51. Thomas stared at the man for a few seconds. If Wicked really was responsible for the disappearance of the other immunes, it was so simple he could almost laugh.
That just might work.
I'm glad you approve.
The man's face remained unreadable, and Thomas couldn't tell if he was being sarcastic or not.
We have a contact, and the deal is already arranged to sell them. It's our way in. We have to stop those people, prevent them from wasting even more resources on a pointless experiment. If the world is going to survive, they need to use what they have to help the people left alive, keep the human race going in a way that makes sense.
Do you think there's any chance they could ever find a cure? Thomas asked. Vince let out a long, low chuckle that rumbled in his chest.
If you believed that for even a second, you wouldn't be standing here in front of me, would you? You wouldn't have escaped, wouldn't be seeking revenge, which is what I'm assuming you are doing. I know what you've been through. Galley told me everything.
He paused.
No, we gave up on their cure a long time ago.
We're not here about revenge, Thomas said. It's not about us. That's why I like it that you talk about using their resources for something different. How much do you know about what Wicked is doing? Vince leaned back in his chair again, the whole thing squeaking as he shifted.
I just told you something, a secret that we've guarded with loss of life. It's your turn to repay the trust. If Lawrence and his people had known who you were, they would have brought you here first thing. I apologize for the rough treatment.
I don't need apologies, Thomas answered, though it did bother him that the right arm would have treated him differently than anyone else if they'd known who he was. I just want to know what you have planned.
We go no further until you share what you know. What can you offer us?
Tell him, Brenda whispered, nudging Thomas with an elbow. This is what we came for. She was right. His gut had told him to trust Galley from the very moment he'd gotten the note from him, and it was time to commit. Without help, they'd never make it back to their burg, much less accomplish anything else. Okay, he said. Wicked thinks they can complete the cure, that they're almost there. The only missing piece is me. They swear it's the truth, but they've manipulated and lied so much, it's become impossible to know what's real and what's not real. Who knows what their motives are now? Or how desperate they've gotten, or what they might be willing to do.
How many of you are there? Vince asked.
Thomas thought about it. Fewer than four more, waiting back where we were taken by Lawrence. We don't have numbers, but we have a lot of inside knowledge. How many are in your group?
Well, Thomas, that's a hard question to answer. If you're asking how many people have joined the Right Arm since we started meeting and gathering forces a few years back, then there are well over 1,000. But as for how many are still around, still safe, still willing to see it all through to the end, well, then we're only talking a few hundred, unfortunately.
Are any of you immune? Brenda asked.
Almost none. I myself am not, and, after what's come to light in Denver, I'm pretty sure I've got the flare by now. Hopefully the majority of us do not have the virus yet, but it's inevitable in this crumbling world. And we want to make sure that something is done to salvage what's left of this beautiful race called humans.
Thomas pointed to a couple of chairs close by. Can we sit down?
Of course.
Almost as soon as Thomas took a seat, he began with the many questions that had built up. So what exactly are you planning to do?
Vince let out that rumbling chuckle of his again.
Calm down, son. Tell me what you have to offer in all this, and then I'll tell you my plans.
Thomas realized he was almost out of his seat, leaning across the table. He relaxed and sat back. Look, we know a lot of things about Wicked's headquarters and how things work there. And we have some in our group who've had their memories returned. But the most important thing is that Wicked wants me to come back. And I think we can use that to our advantage somehow.
That's it? Vince asked. That's all you have?
I never said we could do much without help, or without weapons. At this last comment, Vince and Galley exchanged a knowing look. Thomas knew he'd struck a chord. What? Vince turned his attention first to Brenda, then Thomas.
We've got something that's infinitely better than weapons.
Thomas leaned forward again.
And what could that possibly be?
We have a way to make sure no one can use any weapons.